36. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The introit. O Lord, I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me.
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. O Lord, I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me.
Will
for men. We pray to
O God, the strength of all those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing, grant us the help of your grace, that in keeping your commandments we may please you both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Trinity is from the 15th chapter of Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." But Abram said, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?" Then Abram said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Chapter 1 John. "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. This is the word of the Lord."
Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. but now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you. sermon text is from Luke 16, verse 20. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle John says, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this command we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. In today's Holy Gospel, we have an example of just that teaching. A man who has been blessed with fine clothing, good food, and a house with a security gate, but does not love the poor cripple named Lazarus, his brother. The rich man is not a heathen. He's a synagogue-going Israelite. He's learned the basic Bible stories. Like every good Jew, he knows that Abraham is the father of the Israelite nation. He has heard Moses and the prophets, which is just another name for the Holy Scriptures of that day. This man knows the religious language, and thus he, after death, even cries out with the words, have mercy on me, that he is in torment and agony in hell. Well, it's somewhat surprising to us. By every outward appearance, he could have been called a believer here during this life. And yet, Jesus makes it clear that he is not. He fooled everyone, but not God. Our God has not given us a dead faith. A dead faith is a faith like this rich man. A dead faith is one in which we ignore our brother. A dead faith has the knowledge concerning Christ, but does not act upon it. A dead faith says, I believe in Jesus, I just don't go to church. A dead faith says, oh, I haven't forgotten about Jesus. A dead faith says, I was confirmed and I learned all of the scripture passages. A dead faith knows that they are a sinner, but then continues to sin rather than to put that sin to death. A dead faith does not confess sins. A dead faith lives in them. A dead faith says, I know that I should, but goes ahead and does it anyway. A dead faith knows that there are many enemies trying to rob us of Christ, like sin, death, and the power of the devil. But a dead faith doesn't make use of any of God's word and sacraments in order to fight off, to expose these enemies. Instead, a dead faith neglects the help that God has provided. A dead faith continues, though, to make promises to do better, and, well, I'll try harder to be good, and to continue, and the dead faith continues to think that they are not so bad. A dead faith would have heard God's word that the elderly Abraham was going to have a child and then gone ahead and considered Eliezer of Damascus to be the heir. A dead faith hoards God's gifts of food, clothing, transportation, and shelter because he does not really trust in God's provisions. He thinks, I have to provide for myself. A dead faith would not give food to the poor, as if the reason that they had food, you have food, is because you have to be a hard worker. A dead faith doesn't realize that health and strength are also gifts that which come from God. A dead faith would not provide for a neighbor. A dead faith would not give an offering to the church. A dead faith would not tell a neighbor about Jesus. Make no mistake about it. This rich man is in torment in hell, and there is a great chasm that has been fixed, which will never allow him to get even a drop of mercy to cool his tongue. You must not be deceived about whether you have a dead faith or a living faith, because it matters. You see, you can fall off on either side of the horse. On the one side, you can trust in your own good works and think that you are good enough to be given eternal life. But you will be wrong, for nobody is saved by good works of the law. In order to be saved by the law, a person would have to be absolutely and completely perfect, never have sinned, not even once. On the other side, you can say that you believe in God and then live your life just as you please and do no good works. The rich man in today's holy gospel did just that, and he received torment and agony. He had the knowledge of God, but he did not believe in it, and he did not trust in it. The Apostle James says, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to him, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." The true scriptural teaching concerning faith is that God gives us a living faith. A living faith is one that trusts in Christ for salvation completely. And that living faith does produce good works. After proclaiming the forgiveness of sins to the sinful woman, Jesus says to her, "Go and sin no more." True faith is a living faith that produces good works. Our God has given us a living faith so that, like Lazarus, we put our trust in God even when it appears that everything is going against us. A living faith has the knowledge concerning Christ and grabs onto it with both hands. A living faith says, "I believe in Jesus. That's why I go to church. I go to be with Jesus. I want to hear Jesus speak, and I want to receive his gifts." A living faith says, "Jesus is my Savior. How could I forget when he saves me each and every day?" A living faith says, "Having been confirmed, I now continue to come and to hear God's word and to pray the Catechism's teachings." A living faith knows that they are a sinner, and through confession and absolution, they put that sin to death every time it raises its ugly head. A living faith says, "I know that I should do this, and relying upon God, I try." A living faith knows that there are many enemies trying to rob us of Christ, sin, death, the power of the devil. And a living faith picks up those weapons which God has given, the word and sacraments, in order to expose and fight those enemies. It does not neglect the help that God has given. No, the living faith makes use of God's promises. God's promises where he says, "I will help you do better." It confesses their failures and then does what is according to the word. A living faith would have heard God's word that the elderly Abraham was going to have a child and then believed God, believed the Lord by waiting, expecting the birth which was to come. A living faith is generous with God's gifts of food, clothing, transportation, and shelter because he knows that God is the one who provides both wealth and health. A living faith gives food to the poor simply because God has said it, and we wish to please Him. A living faith provides for a friend. A living faith is a cheerful giver. A living faith tells his neighbor about the Savior who has forgiven them. You have also been shown your Savior, who gave you the new birth of water and the Spirit so that God's love abides in you. Jesus suffered and died for your salvation. Your sins have been forgiven. You've been given the Holy Spirit in your baptism. The Holy Spirit works through the preaching of the Word to give you new desires. New desires. God's gracious working in you gives you a faith that trusts in Christ, a living faith that wants to hear the Word. You want to learn more about your Savior Jesus and His love for you, and you want to love your neighbor. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me. Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all your goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of your dear Son, for the revelation of your will and grace, and we pray you so to implant your word in us that we may keep it and bring forth fruit by patient continuance in well-doing. Let us pray to the Lord. Most heartily do we pray you to rule and govern your church universal with all its pastors and ministers, that we may be preserved in the pure doctrine of your saving word, whereby faith toward you may be strengthened, charity increased in us toward all mankind, and your kingdom extended. Guide and support our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary. Send forth laborers into your harvest. Sustain those whom you have sent, that the word of reconciliation may be proclaimed to all people and the gospel preached to all the world. We give thanks to you for the 26th anniversary of our Learning Center, and we ask your blessing upon our director as well as those attending our summer school academy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Grant health and prosperity to all those in authority, especially to our President Joe, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, city officials, to all our judges and magistrates, and endue them with grace to rule after your good pleasure, to the maintenance of righteousness, to the hindrance and punishment of wickedness, that we may lead quiet and peaceful lives in all godliness and honesty. Protect those who serve in the armed forces, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, our police officers, especially Alex and Daniel, that they may diligently carry out their duties, be protected from all harm and danger. Bless the ministry of military chaplains who speak your life-giving good news, that faith may be strengthened and the lost may be saved. You are the consolation of the sorrowful, the strength of the weak. Look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus. Comfort those who have lost loved ones. Provide care for those infected and calm the worries of the timid, so that in their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. For those who are discouraged because of a lack of employment, in your mercy raise up opportunity for businesses and work, that in peace and thanksgiving all people may earn and eat the bread of contentment. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless our shuttling, Carolyn, our elderly, Violet, and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Gibb, Howard, and Stan, also Demi. We ask that you would be with Tony as he has eye therapy for the next weeks. Also, we ask that you would comfort the family of Dick Webb at his passing, that they might look to the resurrection of Jesus Christ as their comfort in this world. Bless the studies and work of Benjamin and Jacob as they begin their summer intensives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.